Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy. BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches. Quality BLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
let's go, Jack.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I'm your host, Nestor Gitz. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget hashtag TBV Podcast. Wherever hashtags are used, we are back with another spontaneous episode on our main channel, youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice, to discuss another than Errol Spence Jr., making his hometown defense June 16th in Texas. Tickets on sale, press conference tomorrow. Buy or sell Earl's first hometown defense. That is what we're going to be discussing here. We're going to be letting you know about his opponent, the very unknown Carlos Ocampos. This fight will take place on Showtime. It will be happening in Texas, so I have no clue why they're still promoting Brooklyn boxing, but go figure. Let's head on out to our co-hosts. We got a couple of panelists, which is always a good thing in the Golden State.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor
McGregor.
Boxing
News.com.
You
know
me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout.
Yes, yes, yes. Nipsers here, haters beware. Of course, Errol Spence, you know, being the guy that he is, being the new sort of, in my opinion, the Triple G of boxing, the guy that is feared in his division in a sense, guy knocking out people, taking on his mandatory in his home state of Texas. Love the, not necessarily the venue choice, because I don't know much about the venue per se compared to other more famous venues in his area. But at least he's in his home state. That's smart promoting, in my opinion. Has to get his mandatory out of the way. And hopefully, he, like he said, can fight the winner of Danny Garcia versus Sean Porter, which we're going to get into as well. Cannot wait to chop it up with you guys and the callers. Remember, call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder sold out, Nike, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yeah, yeah. Errol Spence making his home return for a fight. But big news, 25 away from 73,000 on this We're Back Mother channel. So make sure... Tell a friend to tell a friend, subscribe to the Boxing Voice, hit that thumbs up, and let's get going.
Definitely. Let's jump right into it. Errol Spence, I want to pull up his Instagram, so buy me some time, Matt. What do you know about Ocampos?
Well, it's Ocampo. There's no S at the end, just to, you know, get that claro. Some guys he's beat Johnny Navarrete. You know, some guys that we've sort of seen lose to other guys. No one of note, I would say, that makes you go, okay, he can beat a Spence. Nothing we've seen yet. Nothing we've seen. Basically a regional prospect at best. Undefeated, though. 22 wins, 13 knockouts. So not really a knockout puncher. Again, this is one of those mandatories that we sort of look at and go, not the greatest, but it is what it is. Been a pro since 2012, so been around for a bit, but probably going to be in here for the proverbial slaughter.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at his record, he only fought twice last year. That was in first in January and then not until November. So I don't know. He's obviously got that mandatory spot, but I think hometown fight is going to be a bit of a showcase we can probably all agree on.
Yeah, and the fight's going to be at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas. Not necessarily his home city of Dallas, but that is what it is. I don't know much about this location, but I will be looking up more information about it in terms of like, you know, size, capacity, etc.
I can give you that now. It's the Star Ford Center, which is apparently a part of the complex where the Dallas Cowboys train, I think. But it says it's a 12,000 seat stadium.
It's not bad.
That is pretty good numbers, but I don't know if he'll fill that many with Ocampos or Ocampo, who has fought the not majority entire career in Mexico. So he is unknown to Texas, but I guess Texas has a Mexican demographic that may come out. How well do they know Ocampos, who looks like a child in his box rec picture, to be honest with you? But 5 days ago, Errol Spence posted on his verified Instagram the Showtime Premier Boxing Champions interview that was conducted with Brian Custer. I just want to go ahead and play that. And then I'll read you the caption, then play it. So he says, defending the strap at home June 16th, can't control what happens around you. Gonna fight anyone who steps in front of me and build my legacy one fight at a time. Everyone knows what I'm about. Ticket info soon. So I interpret that as, look, I can't sit around waiting for Keith or any of these guys to unify. I got to do my thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's kind of the point that he was getting to there. I mean, on his Twitter as well last night, he put, I'm fighting, and then in capital letters, my mandatory opponent ordered by the IBF. Hopefully me and the winner out of Showtime, Sean Porter, and Danny Swift, Garcia, can unify right after. And he's, just want everything now, laugh out loud. So I guess, you know, people have been, you know, fight him. And he's like, you know, you all want it just now. So calm down. I'm fighting my mandatory. And then I'll look at the winner of Garcia and Porter. So.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think that he knows the position he's in. He doesn't really, I think, love this opponent, just like we don't. You know, this is an opponent you get up for. This isn't even a Chris Algieri, where you have some sort of name recognition. He's fought some guys. He's maybe beat someone. We don't have that here. Heck, I mean, this is even, I think, a step lower than like a Phil LaGreco. Like, just because you have an undefeated record doesn't mean you're anything special. You know, like I said, he's never been out in Mexico. That's concerning. You know, the joke in LA gyms is you go down to Mexico to pad your record. That's always the joke. That, you know, prospects will shit on other prospects in LA gyms who go down to Mexico and pad their records. You know, just the fact.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, this is a showcase in his hometown, and he's obviously just looking past, well, not himself looking past it, but everyone else is looking past it and looking for that big maybe, you know, unification. But part of me wonders, depending who wins with Porter and Garcia, whether that fight will happen or not, because I personally think Porter would take it, but I don't know whether Danny would straight away.
Well, we have to see how that one turns out. Maybe he gets some confidence if he does win, and maybe he doesn't. He's not even in the conversation if he loses. But let me go to the audio.
Errol Spence Jr. And Errol, it's official. It was officially announced today that we're going to see you June 16th defend your welterweight title. First time in your hometown and Dallas against the unbeaten Carlos Ocampo. Got to be happy. Fighting in Dallas, your hometown, for the first time as a world champion.
Yeah, this is the homecoming I've been waiting for. I mean, the fight in my hometown, you know, being the world champion, defending my title, you know, against an undefeated fighter. He's undefeated and he's hungry. And, you know, I'm sure it's his dream to win a world title. So I have to put on a great performance and win in front of my hometown fans. They've been waiting on this for a long time.
You know, Errol Spence.
So my question is, you know, he's selling you the story that this guy is here to fight. He's here to win because there's a world title on the line and everybody wants a world title shot. And you know what? To some degree, that's true. But will and determination can only take you so far. You're going to need that last ingredient, which is skill. That being said, you already said that this is no near the level of an Algeria or a Phil LaGreca. Where does he fall, Ocampos? Because I've never seen him. I've only heard of him for being a mandatory. Like, I've never seen this kid.
I can't remember seeing him on live TV. I've seen some highlight clips. I've seen, you know, parts of fights here and there. Nothing really impressive, to say the least. I mean, we just saw Spence utterly dominate Lamont Peterson. He made Lamont Peterson look like he didn't even belong in the same conversation as Errol Spence. I mean, this fight, it won't be competitive on any level, in my opinion.
That's the way I see it. I mean, I'm more excited for the Devin Alexander, Andre Berto
fight
on the undercard. So it's going to be interesting. I know you did a show when he fought. Who was his last fight? My brain's gone.
Lamont Peterson.
That's right, Lamont Peterson. And you sort of questioned the star power from the viewing figures. And obviously now he's taking on Ocampo. What kind of numbers are we expecting for that? Is it going to be a downtrend? Because obviously we've just seen Danny Jacobs take that little slight upturn. I know that's HBO and this is Showtime, but we mentioned earlier about dance partners. So
another Danny Garcia, who again along the lines of dance partner fought Brandon Rios. He did a abysmal like 500 and like 45,000, 500 like 16,000, some number like that.
Yeah.
I expect the numbers to go down for this fight. Just like Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua is a megastar. We all know that. I think he is known in the US. I think that's an obvious thing. But when he fights unknown opponents, you don't get great viewership. I think what we've learned.
People just assume they're not, you know, this is going to walk through this guy. It's not really worth tuning in.
I see in the 500s, if not maybe high 400s for the average.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to get your opinion.
In terms of viewing?
Views.
Yeah, for the live viewership. This is going to be a DVR fight for a lot of people, potentially.
Yeah, this is going to ruin his viewership.
Because what was the Peterson one? Around 600,000, was it?
It's like 630 something, 650.
Yeah. Okay,
consistent here. When Triple G was doing this, you know, fighting this level, not getting what he wanted, I think we were a bit more critical. Can we find room to critique Earl a little more?
Well, we weren't critical necessarily of Triple G necessarily. We were critical of the matchups. I think like similar to this situation. Like, I'm not critical of Earl Spence for fighting his mandatory. Like, Danny doesn't want to fight you. Sean doesn't want to fight you. Keith obviously is injured and doesn't want to fight anyone right now. Jesse and Adrian Broner just fought. There was no one to fight. Amir Khan on the bounce back trail. Like, you had to fight your mandatory. Like, I don't blame Earl Spence at all. But I can absolutely critique this matchup and say this is not a competitive fight at all. I think that is fairly honest and fairly true and just fair to say on our side. And when you're talking about Triple G, the lucky thing with Triple G is that when he had to fight his mandatories and fighters we didn't care about, he had the entire pushing of HBO at that time. I mean, Game of Thrones would have commercials at the end of the show and the end of episodes about Triple G fights coming up. Like, Triple G got mega push by a huge network. I don't see that same push yet for Spence. I see a push for Spence, but not that same level, obviously.
Yeah, I like to see, like, if, you know, this is the point, a mandatory is just taken and put out of the way and, you know, plan ahead for the next stage. They always obviously come around. We never really like them that much. But they've got to be fought. Otherwise, you know, you've got to give up the belt. But so just get this done out of the way and let's move on, you know, for an exciting, you know, I guess it'll be in the fall sometime or in the winter for perhaps a much more exciting fight with Errol Spence and hopefully the winner of Garcia Porter. But we'll have to see about that one.
Can you build a guy like Errol Spence into a bigger star by giving him giving him these lob balls, so to speak, right? Because again, like we spoke yesterday, Selecki, Aries, they were meant to make Jacobs look good. Obviously, Ocampos is maybe not meant. He earned his position the way Earl earned his to get a shot at Kelbrook.
Yeah.
But, you know, from our hardcore eye, Ocampo stands no chance, and Earl should go through him like a hot knife through butter. So it's like, does this do anything for him? I'm looking at this Instagram. He only has 276,000 followers. I mean, for this guy who has all this hype, who even Floyd back, that is very low. What's he got on Twitter over there, Rob?
Let me quickly grab that. But very quickly while I look for that, I was just looking at the IBF
rankings.
Yeah, and number one is Vacant, and number two is Ugas, and Ocampo is number three in the rankings there. So I don't know why. I'm not sure who would be
five. Who's four and five?
I wonder if Ugas said, "Nah, I don't want that shot." The way that Palma Namara or whoever said that.
Vargas and Skeet, Alexander Garcia. Okay. As the list goes down, but yeah, it's just number one's vacant, and Ugas is above Ocampo, but he's got it. I was just getting the arrows. He has got 76,500 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, he's low, bro.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, all these hype and everyone.
That's lower than Broner. That's lower than Javonta. That's lower than Deontay. You know, and we're sticking on PBC. I believe that's lower. How much lower is that than Keith, who he wants to fight? And Danny, right? Geez Louise. That's
Keith is not completely non-active on Twitter. But as you look at that number, Rob, let me just answer this. Ness, to your point of, can this help him anyway? Any potential highlight reel knockout helps. But you have to be active with those highlight reel knockouts. You have to do the Triple G thing. You have to fight four times a year. You have to be in the public consciousness a lot. And you can be the good boy routine. You can be the good guy routine. You can do whatever. You can do that. But you have to knock out people in spectacular fashion. You have to do it often. Yes, Ness?
Yo, why does Earl have 7,000 more, 6,000 more than Keith on Insta? He's got 267. Keith got 261. That's what happens to Keith.
Keith just doesn't post anything hardly, you know? He's just not active on there.
He's also not active in the ring either. Yeah, and I didn't even know that this picture was Keith and whoever this guy is, they really photoshopped it to make Keith look fat.
Yeah.
Looking from his own page, dude. Internet is terrible.
Yeah, there was another one that was even fatter than that.
I know.
But Keith just doesn't really post, you know. If you're not going to engage your followers, you know, you stay active, you know, the numbers come in. But I forgot what you said before that.
What's Keith's Twitter?
Kelbrook is underneath. He's at 223,000.
And smaller country.
What other welterweights? We got Sean Porter.
Yep.
Ooh, 136. Damn. So Earl might be the popular one. Where's Danny at?
Fuck. Danny on Twitter has got just short of 200,000.
That 500,000 on Insta.
That's not surprising.
Instagram seems to be the boxer's choice as well, by the way.
Yeah, that's where the boxers are right now. But do we got any ticket information for you for our good people here?
I believe they go on sale on Wednesday? It's tomorrow, yeah.
It's on sale Friday, May 4th at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Come on.
What?
I'm not buying one. It's okay.
I said, come on, Rob. Getting it wrong.
Yeah. And I said, I'm not buying one.
Event, which is promoted by TGB Promotions and Associate. Associations with Man Down Promotions. That is
interesting. Cray. Interesting.
Yeah. How we stumbled on that breaking news right there. A little quiet news. Let's see what Earl had to say. Earl Spence Jr. has emerged. This is actually has to be a promoter. Speaking of Earl, which one is this? Tom Bob Brown, whatever his name is.
That's one of them. You know that.
Yeah, they're just fluffing Earl up, talking about his.
I can't read those shits. I can't.
I guess that means he's not signing with Matchroom.
So the star, though, where the fight is going to take place is a 91-acre campus of the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters practice facility in Frisco, Texas. It was developed as the first of its kind partnership between the city of Frisco and Frisco ISD. The star features Ford Center and 12,000-seat stadium that hosts Frisco's ISD football games and other events. Cowboys fit a 60,000-square-foot gym developed in partnership with the leading fitness developer, Mark Masterval, whatever. Yeah, more fluff for you guys. It's a big place. That's what that meant right there.
Yeah,
they got a therapy research facility. I mean, they got everything there.
It's around this in terms of like the capacity. It's around the size of like the Forum. Smaller than MSG, smaller than the Barclays, obviously.
Smaller, but right on target, right? Like, because if they're only doing 12, I mean, Barclays is only selling 15.
Yeah, exactly. So I assume they're probably going to sell probably 10,000, get 2,000 out in comps, because they will sell out the place. I absolutely think that.
I think so, yeah.
They're going to fill it out, at least, I should say.
Yeah.
I'm skimming through this, and I'm not seeing ticket prices, though.
That may not be given out yet, but I can look. I can find it.
I think Eric Cruz was looking. I think he maybe found somewhere. I think he was planning on maybe going.
I was telling Matt that. I said, Matt, we're not going to see Earl. He's like, hell no, man. He's finding. I'm like, dude, you motherfuckers talk about Earl being a star, yet you don't want to go see him in his hometown. How do you prove he's a star?
Stadium fight as well, you know?
Timeout.
Guys like Matt are too bougie to go watch him fight someone they know he's going to beat.
Haters.
I can barely afford my like fucking cable subscription.
If Earl Spence was UK, fucking Robbie would be over here from the UK.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yes. No, don't say no. Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
We follow. We love our fighters.
Yo, tickets could also be purchased at www.seatgeek.com. I wouldn't have said that if it didn't sound so cool. SeatGeek. That's pretty cool.
Is that cool?
I mean, for a ticket thing, like you remember, you know, Ticketmaster, StubHub, but like SeatGeek, that kind of sticks out better than those.
That's one of those. Go, sorry, what is that? SeatGeek? Can you spell that? And you have to go through it. You know, it's one of those.
SeatGeek. No,
SeatGeek. What do you say? Well, you know. SeatGeek. But anyway, do we? You want to talk about whether the possibility of Garcia Porter after?
I mean, that isn't even announced yet.
So.
I think that's fluff for his fans. You know, if you see the end of the tweet, he says, it's like, you guys, y'all want that now. Y'all got to wait or some shit like that.
You want everything now.
Basically, he's telling you, like, calm down. Look, I'll try and get it done. But that's all it really is. And I try. He's not sure. It's like you said, will Danny unify? Will he want to? Will Porter want to? What if Thurman comes back? He's still got a belt, and they decide, well, I'll unify with him. You know, like,
Well, I just wanted to mull over the possibilities,
If nothing else, let's get out to the callers, sponsors, and get this one over with. Yes? No? Maybe so?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, the caller number is 1-425-569-5241. We're back on the live channel, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. But don't forget to subscribe to the backup channel just in case any funny business happens again. It's youtube.com/Nestor Gibbs. We're going to go out to our sponsors and then to our callers. Remember, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Let's go.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to the home state of Earl Spence, class and bound in Texas. Talk to us.
Hey, how's it going, man? You have no idea how excited I am for this fight, not in terms of competitiveness, but just to see Errol Spence. I will definitely be buying tickets and be supporting, because good Spence man. Is a very, you know, exciting fighter, very great champion, and I'm super excited to see what he does. But in general, man, it does kind of suck that Errol Spence isn't that big. He does have a lot of hype, and people seem to forget he's older than Canelo by a few months, and he's not anywhere near that level. So I'm kind of hoping that somehow, some way, he'll get the shine or the star power that he deserves and he needs in order to, you know, cross over to the casuals, because he has a very fan-friendly style. He just needs to get out of the spotlight more often. Also, are you guys going to the fight? I don't know if any of you guys are.
I've been trying to convince Matt for 2 months now. We would have got the tickets for like $50 each if he would have said, yeah, 2 months ago.
No, you didn't. You said the tickets were expensive.
What are you talking about, Matt? I told you the tickets were expensive to go to the press conference.
Oh.
He's talking about the fight.
I mean, we can still go.
Y'all need to go. Y'all need to go and show up, because I've been dying to meet you guys. So it'd be really awesome. Also, real quickly, did y'all hear about Anthony Yarde turning down the light heavyweight title shot for, at Better Beef?
No, I did not hear that.
I heard he was negotiating. I thought he was trying to negotiate with Frank Buglioni or something like that.
No, apparently he's not going to fight him.
Callum Johnson, there was an IFL video where Eddie Hearn actually wrote the email to Frank representatives and got Coogan to press the send button with the offer and everything. So that was one I knew of, Callum Johnson and Anthony Yard, but no, I haven't heard anything else today.
Okay, well, I mean, just wanted to bring that up, but that's about it. Also, is this the new UK correspondent, or this is a new voice? Who is it?
Well, he's not new, but we'll see how long he lasts, right? You guys are pretty. That's pretty mean to UK guys, so I don't know.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm all good. Passing by is nice. Passing by is nice.
Stuart was awesome, man.
Thank you.
You guys ran him off.
I didn't run him off. That was everybody else.
You could try to run me off. It's all good. Don't worry about it. But shout out to you going to represent and follow your fighters there. Fair play to you.
Yeah, that's right, man. You almost sound like you're from the UK, ready to go watch Errol Spence fight nobody. That's how it's supposed to be, man. You follow the A side, not the A and B, Matt. Well, actually, you're supposed to follow the A and B too. You know what I mean?
Well, you're supposed to support good fights. So.
Yeah, but you're also supposed to support like hometown heroes, bro.
He's not my hometown hero. I don't live in
Texas. Oh my God.
Texas.
Yo, you reaping the benefits of America, yet you don't want to be back in their stars.
Yo, you saw how hyped I was when Rob sent the news on the group chat for Garcia versus Easter in Staples Center. I got hyped for that. Why? Because Garcia is from the LA area. It's an LA fight, hometown area. I got hyped for LA fight.
Isn't that like 4,000 tickets?
Staples is a 25,000 seat arena. What are you talking about,
folks? All right, let's go out to your nemesis, legendary boxeador.
He's Rob's nemesis now.
What's going on, guys? I mean, Ness, you need to go, but just because Matt's not going, take casual with you. I mean, that'll probably be more fun anyway.
But Matt's he's a worker, man. He's a worker bee.
I know, I'm just fucking with you, but I was watching your interview again. I had a couple pointers. That fucking cocksucker Eddie Hearn, he tried to.
Oh my God. Errol Spence. We're talking Errol Spence.
How many tickets Wilder's last fight sold? And you didn't say Wilder's last fight sold 14,000. And he's been lying, going around saying he only sold 7,000. But Eddie's show with Jacobs only sold like 7,000 tickets. Did you hear that?
Yeah, but the day of the interview, he only had 6,000 sold. And that's what I brought up instead of Wilder's.
And he said Wilder only sold 6,000-7,000, but he sold 14,000, which is fucked up. He keeps lying about that. And his first two shows combined sold the same amount of tickets that Wilder sold to Stavern. And Wilder's not even from Brooklyn. So what does that tell you? Jacobs is a hometown hero.
Legendary boxer.
I've just got one quick question.
About Errol Spence, you just went a whole minute talking about.
One question. I just want to ask him, has Eddie Hearn ever done a $100 million fight?
Promoter in the game. Both his shows in America flop. We need to talk about that. And your show should have been titled Eddie's Debut in America Flops. I don't understand why you didn't do a video about that.
On demand, bro. Head on over to boxingvoice.com/on demand and we will do whatever you want. Speaking of doing whatever you want, yo, we got to do that show. I keep forgetting.
Which on demand show?
Building a Star.
Building an American Star. I put it in a production chat like a week ago.
We can do that one tomorrow.
A week ago.
It was longer than a week ago?
No, it's just been a lot of weed in a week, right? Look at Matt trying to remember.
I mean, that's true.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, shit. Gary in Texas dropped off. That sucks. Marcus in D.C., talk to me.
Hello, this is Marcus from Great Britain today. I'm calling to talk about the Errol Spence, why Matt won't go out there to see Errol Spence. The problem with Errol Spence is everyone knows in boxing circles, he's one of the most dangerous fighters to fight. But again, this is entertainment match. If you remember the back old WWF, it was always one superstar versus one very unknown person. And then nowadays, wrestling is a very known winner and a very known loser. And they both have their own fanship. The problem with that is that in the welterweight division, we have about four fighters who are really worthy of fighting Errol Spence. They divvy up between the promoters, and the promoters actually have changed the dynamic of boxing with. Promoters used to work for boxers, and now boxers work for promoters. So when the promoter sees their product being put at risk by people like that who think Errol Spence is supposed to fight the top champions in those divisions every single fight, then we'll have no one by December. And they know this, and you know this. So the fact of the matter is that unless we get in our aeroplanes, in our motor vehicles, in the lorry, and go down to Texas to see the fights, we will not have any anyone else other than just us boxing purists pressing Errol Spence to be in bigger fights. How are we going to do this, man? Excuse me for a second while I sip my tea. So remember that. And then the answer earlier, Robbie had asked earlier, when has Hearn ever done a $100 million fight? That's a twofold question. The thing is that has he ever had a $100 million talent? And he hasn't until he has Joshua. So the potential for him to do that is definitely there. No, he hasn't done it before because he's had lackluster local English fighters who've only had so much appeal over the Atlantic. And we all know, even though there's more buyer ship in the UK, if you're not a star here in the United States, you don't sell. And we all know that. I mean, to hear the boxing voice, man. DC's in the building, man. What's up?
He stayed in character, man.
Yeah, he stayed in character throughout. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Totally sold on the fact that he was from Jamaica. Great call, bro.
So. One line king, bro. One line king. 405-698, 405-698, first time caller. Who's this? Come on, get hype, baby. Where's the energy? 405, where you at?
Errol fucking Spence, baby.
Yeah, man. It's AFC Green, man. I'm in Oakland, Texas.
You're in Oakland, Texas?
I'm calling about Oakland, Texas, man.
Oakland, Texas.
D-Town, Dallas, Texas.
All right, what's your name, brother?
I'm calling in about Yeah, I'm calling in by Errol Spence, man.
Yeah, your name, though. Give us
somebody, you know, yeah. And all that shit, man. The boy hot down here, man. And he whooping anything to get in front of him.
Can we get your name, please?
LT Green. From Dallas, Texas, man.
So are you going to be...
Errol Spence ain't hot, right?
No, we're not saying he's not hot. We're asking you, are you going to the fight? Will you be buying tickets? Are you bringing your girlfriend, a couple of your guys? Are you going to support the hometown hero, Errol Spence Jr.?
Hell yeah, I'm pushing up in there. And I'm trying to bring the whole city. Everybody trying to go see Errol Spence, man. We should be trying to put his name out there. He old dude, y'all right, man. He should be bigger, way bigger than what he is, man. You know, they got the boxing game messed up, man, because he's not too pretty out there with all the extra flim-flam boxing, man. He's straight down to it. He's going to beat you up, hunt you down, and knock you out. You know, we're not looking for all that Floyd Mayweather era is over, man. It's new killers in the building. That's why you think Thurman and Sean Porter and Garcia dancing around with each other. They don't want to allow him in the house. They're scared of him, man. They see it. That's why they don't approach him like they approach everybody else. Like they call him to said, his lines only, man. You see, they ain't bossing up on him like that. They come to his fights and talking all that trash and shit. Man, you got the people talking about how he's skipping out on body testing and all that. Man, them people was up at that last place every other day, man. He didn't skip out when he had to go across season fight jail, boop, and he went over to the house and dogged him out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I mean,
LC.
People talking about they don't know. Yeah.
What do you think about this fight being promoted by TGB Promotions and Man Down Promotions?
Hey, man. Man got to get his foot in, though. He got to start something, man. He's going to do his own thing. I think it's great for it, for his name and, you know, and putting out his own promotions and, you know, being his own boss. He don't need no promoter. The promoter, you know, he getting 100% of the money. Promoter's lightweight trying to, you know what I mean, come under the door and take something that ain't theirs. He doing good without him. I mean, why not? He getting ill now. He don't need no promoter.
For sure. LC, man, thank you for calling in, brother. We're going to go out to the Skype machine. We got Dana. Talk to us.
Hello, can you hear me?
We hear you, brother. Talk to us. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Williams Lake, BC, Canada.
All right. Sound like some good bud out there, BC.
Absolutely. That's where it's at. I'm a first time caller. I don't really have anything, you know, particular in mind right now. I'm excited for the Errol Spence fight just because it's Errol Spence. He's obviously, at least in my opinion, the best 147 pounder out there. I don't know. Should be a good fight. Probably, you know, a 5, 6, 7 round knockout, in my opinion. I don't know. What are you guys chatting about right now? I only joined about 5 minutes ago, so.
No problem, brother. We'll place you back on hold. Dana, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Unfortunately, we popped that cherry. It's totally untraditionally. Usually, you know, you say you're a first-time caller, we play the first-time caller intro, you let us know where you're calling from. But now we know you are from Canada. We're going to hook you up with the Canadian ambassador himself, Jose, who's over there with Cuban Alex, who's also in Canada in Calgary. I mean, I know you're a little far from there. We got another one out there too called Julio Garcia. So we're going to put you together with TBV Team Canada and see can't you get some boxing love in your life. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We got the 303-960. First time caller. Who's this?
Ness. What up, man?
What up?
This is Rick calling from Denver, Colorado.
Rick, what's up? Man, you got that good bud. Everybody calling in from the land of the bud.
Oh, man. World-renowned bud out here, about 420 city. I just wanted to call and say, you know, I'm really excited to see Spence back out there. I think it's one step closer for us to be able to see him and Danny Swift. I think he's going to do a great job. I've never seen Ocampo fight. When was the last time we ever saw him on television? You know, I
never.
I don't know. I don't think we have seen.
So let's see what.
So Rick, are you gonna come into the city of Texas, Dallas, Texas, to watch Earl? Or are you gonna catch him on TV and give him a viewership?
Man, I'm gonna be a TV viewer this time around.
Don't say that depressed or down, because they need you to be a viewership. They need to get to that million every time he's at bat or he doesn't prove he's a star. So, you know, whether it be a ticket sale fan or a viewership fan, you're still in high demand.
Hey, and I also, just before I let you guys go, wanted to say I've been listening avidly for like 2 months. You guys are the best content podcast out there. And keep it up. I'm supporting you guys 100%. I'm jumping on Patreon when I hang up, putting in my subscription and my donation.
Rick, you are the man. Make sure you look them over thoroughly. See which one best suits you. But just the kind words are enough. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're not looking for any financial donations. If you cannot, we always like you to drop those 5-star reviews, because it's always fun to have Matt or, you know, Rob switch their voice up and read your review. It's always cool. So, you know, 5-star reviews are welcome, even though Matt, for some reason, has a weird fetish with 1-stars. I do not. They do not help us grow. They do not help us grow. That is not true. Don't listen to Matt.
They do. Quickly, because about, you know, Ocampo being on U.S. television, he has been on BN Sports Espanol in the U.S. Him and Uzgatagi shared a card.
I mean, is BN U.S. television? Because it's like Spanish commentators speaking Spanish.
Not, but I mean, a lot of people that have, you know, some sort of cable subscription have
BN, and I never even heard of that dude.
I understand. But I mean, he was on a car with Jose Uzgatiki, who is now known, I would say, obviously.
So now Devin Alexander's on the undercard.
Yes.
And that is confirmed.
Yes.
And he is facing Andre Berto.
I don't know if it's confirmed, but it's been like confirmed.
Because Andre Berto's quite popular. He's at least done a pay-per-view. He knows a few movie stars. Then you got Devin Alexander on the comeback with the new smoking hot trainer and Kevin Cunningham. You know who's going to be there? Stablemate, Gervonta Davis, Adrian Broner. I don't know, Matt. Is it sounding more enticing for you as a reporter?
I've said we can go.
Oh, now you've said you can go. As all the many listeners have turned and pointed the finger at you being the bad guy.
Yes.
Bad boxing fan.
Peer pressure is a motherfucker. Yes. Yes, it is.
Let's go out to Dallas and get some more peer pressure. Gary, he's usually sucking on Grandpa's old stash, though. His yesterday call was off the wheezy. I don't know.
Well, I can call. I didn't call yesterday, but that's cool.
I guess I'm the one on Grandpa's old stash.
You are coming to Dallas, Matt?
I mean, if it's in the budget for TV,
I think Dallas could be the next home of the fucking appreciation night. I think people going to come out for Earl, bro. I'm telling you.
But would they come out for us in Dallas? I don't know.
Yo, if they're there for Earl, they're there for us.
Well, that's true.
If there's anything Texas loves, it's Texans. So, I mean, this fight will do well. I don't know if it'll sell all 12,000, but it'll do close to it. They could put Figueroa on the card. They could put
Figueroa's in rehab, isn't he?
Figueroa might be in jail. I don't know.
Yo, where's my rim shot? No, I don't know.
His brother is a featherweight, Brandon Figueroa. He's like 21 years old, undefeated prospect, really good. They could put him. And there's a ton of Texans. You always talk about that, putting the card together with all Texans on it. And they will come out. There's a lot of great fights in Texas. And have Earl Spence headline the card. I think it's going to be great. And the facility, the Star in Frisco, that's a really cool facility to have.
Gary, what do you think this undercard does for them? Sells tickets, strengthens it. Does it help it at all?
The Alexander Berto? Not really. I mean, that fight doesn't do much for it. If you put other fighters from Texas on it, that would bring people from. If you put Barrios on it, that would bring people from San Antonio. If you put Figueroa on it, it would bring people from the Valley. You could really sell it. You got to get people from all over Texas. I mean, I don't know. Did Alexander versus Berto do anything for you? Maybe 5 years ago, it doesn't do anything for you now.
Well, all right, Gavin. You got anything else?
Yeah. No. That's it.
You sure? You ain't sound
is
like...
Is there something I'm missing?
You ain't sound like you was done.
That was an unsure sure.
Yeah, right? No pressure, Gary. Where part of you? Where are you at? Dallas?
Yeah.
Is this far for you? How far of a drive?
Frisco is not really in Dallas. Like 45 minutes north. So it's like kind of a homecoming, but it's like all out of the way.
All right, from Lovefield. Wait a minute. Help me out here. From Lovefield Airport, because most of us will be landing in Lovefield. How far do we have to drive?
Yeah, Lovefield's in Dallas. That's going to be 40 minutes at least, maybe 45, depending on what time you get in. But
so what are you saying? There's a better airport to land nearer? Right.
Not that close.
Is there a better airport to land
DFW. Yeah, DFW airport.
All right. Thanks.
I think that's the Fort Worth airport. Yeah.
I thought the Lovefield was Fort Worth.
No, Lovefield is like downtown Dallas, I want to say.
We got to ask Cruz. Oh, there goes Cruz. Cruz says 25 minutes. Damn, Cruz is always on point. Is it really 25 minutes from Lovefield, Cruz? That's pretty cool then. That's not bad. I'm telling you, Matt, straight shot, baby. How much was your flight the last time to Texas? It's always 400.
It's always 400 for me to get outside of like anywhere.
Bro,
that's fucking LAX prices, man. You know that.
214. This is more Texas. See, they coming out, man. They calling in, Matt. You need to come out. 214, home of Earl Spence, first time caller.
Rob, you need to come out.
214, 254. 214, 254. Going once.
Hey, what's up?
All right, brother. First time caller.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. You let the world know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Hey, what's up? This is Trey. I'm calling out of Dallas.
Trey, you buying tickets to this fight or you watching it on TV?
Oh, no, I'm buying tickets, bro.
Uh-oh, you coming
out. Let me tell you something about the people. Yeah, let me tell you something about the people down here that all these callers don't know about, you know, all the black people in particular. Say, man, we're going to show up. I don't know what y'all heard or what you think, but we showing up. Guaranteed.
So you think Errol Spence sells the 12,000 tickets for this fight?
For sure.
Even though, nobody's ever heard of Ocampo?
It's not about El Campo. It's about Errol.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Spoken like a true fan. There you go, Matt. Rub it in Matt's face, buddy.
What do you say?
It ain't about Ocampo. It's about Errol. That's what the fuck I told you the first time I called you.
I never mentioned about Errol not being able to sell out. Hold on. I never mentioned Errol can't sell out this arena.
No. I mean, in general, when I said, Matt, we going to Errol's fight, his hometown, you're like, what? He's fighting Ocampo. I'm like, bro, it's Errol.
But that's for me personally. Like, I'd rather see Errol versus Lamont.
And that's what I'm saying. This is the type of fan you should be, where he said it ain't about Ocampo. It's about Errol.
I'm a media member. I'm not a fan necessarily.
Whatever. And you should never let the job take away the passion.
I saw passion, but I mean.
Hey, we all know we all rather see Errol versus Thurman or somebody like that. You know, we all want to see that. We know that's going to happen, you know, but everybody fighting for money right now, seems like. You know, everybody's not fighting to be the best, you know, to beat the best or whatever. They fighting the most popular guy. They don't care if it's Bobo the Monkey from the WWE. If they're to bring in $100 million, that's who they want to fight, you know. So Errol got to just wait his time. But his time is coming.
It sure is. Well, listen, Craig, well, we're definitely going to see you in the building, man. Thank you for calling in, showing support for Errol, not only on the phone, but you're also going to be at the fight. Good to hear. 407 Orlando, 407-541 Orlando, Florida. First time caller.
Yeah, this first time caller.
Let me go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah, this Q in Orlando, man. Real quick. Love what y'all do here, the Boxing Voice. I'm an avid follower of you guys. On Errol Spence here. Errol Spence is one of the best fighters to really touch ground on this in quite some time, and especially in the welterweight division. I think the dance partner, you say it all the time, the dance partner is the one of the most important things. These guys are afraid to fight guys who are more dangerous. And it's sad, but we got to wait till these guys get smoked out. I mean, you're quick to make a meme in reference to Sean Porter, in regards to Danny Garcia. And he can't wait to get in and keep Thurman face. But when it comes down to Errol Spence, nobody says anything. It's just sad. But, you know, they going to come out for Errol Spence. Errol Spence has plenty of support from fellow boxers, a lot of popular boxers, and the boxing community in general. People go watch this. It's going to be a turnout.
So you tuning in or you driving out there, flying out there, you supporting, how are you supporting the truth?
I'm supporting the truth, hands down, man down. I'm not flying out, but, you know, I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm tuning in. And me and all the boys, we tuning in Orlando. So, you know, we go definitely tune in for sure.
All right, Q. Well, thanks again for calling in. And I just want to remind everybody, listen, don't feel down that you're not going unless you're down that you're not going because you really want to go. Because remember, you're just as valuable as a ticket buyer and as a television watcher. Like,
yes,
no fighter is a star without both. So you're still, you know, partaking in building his popularity by A, watching it on television. So like you said right now, Q, you're going to watch this with all your boys. Well, you know what? Tell them to leave their TVs on, then come to your house. You know what I mean? So they get more viewership.
And also, I mean, not everyone can afford a plane ticket, hotel, and then a ticket to the fight. Like, that's almost, what, $600 to $1,000, depending on how good of a ticket for playing, how good of a hotel you stay at, and how good of a ticket you have to the fight. Like, you could be spending a lot of money to just travel to these events. That's why people wait to travel to, let's say, Thurman Garcia in New York. That's a destination place, and B, a really good fight. This is neither a destination place nor a really good fight. So the local turnout's going to be there. But in terms of the greater overall U.S. market, you're not going to see people fly to Texas to see this fight as a fan. That will not happen. And you will see a drop in viewership. It just makes common sense.
Word. Let's go out. Uh-oh, check who's here. CK in Cincinnati, talk to me.
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing? Ness and Matt, y'all doing it big?
We trying, man. We trying. Not as big, not as big as your speakerphone.
Yeah, or the car you're driving in. Out the window.
Hold on. I got you. My bad. There it is. I got you.
All right. So what's going on, there, brother?
Nah, man. I was trying to get everything together, man. I'm listening to this Errol Spence. I'm thinking he gonna do it. I think he gonna knock that boy Campo out. You think he got the knockout in him?
Hell yeah. Early knockout, too. Like,
wow, come on, Matt. You never even seen Ocampos.
Under round four.
Cover, huh?
What round we going to knock the boy out, though? What, fourth round or sixth?
Fourth or third. It's going to be early, man.
Fourth round decision, bro.
Yo, stop, Ness. Come on.
Now, see? 12, oh, no, we can't go out like that, man. You know they'll love that. Maybe he got to get a 12-round decision so they'll finally fight him. That's when Canelo finally fought Triple G.
Exactly.
After he went 12 with Danny Jacobs, right?
You got to look vulnerable.
Damn, you smart, Ness.
Telling you.
Damn, you smart. You picked that. Damn. But see, I like what he represents. All this pussy-ass shit going on, he don't go for none of it. He just want to fight the best. So we got to keep Crawford and Spence away from each other. We build that fight. Let Crawford whoop Danny ass, and let Spence whoop Porter ass. We do it like that. Then we have a master showdown on pay per view, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to buy pay per view. I'm being honest.
I would buy that. I would buy pay per view for that fight.
We want to build up. We need to build Spence and Crawford up to the biggest names in the sport. Because they clearly better than Floyd Mayweather.
Now they are, yes.
Don't you want? Yeah, I'm just saying you want to build them to the upper echelon. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the only way to do that is to watch Earl or to go buy the ticket. Which are you doing?
I'm a watch. I'm in Cincinnati, so you know I'm a watch. We down here with AB, man, and AB ain't been the same ever since you fucked up his life with that one interview when you told about the money with Mayweather. That motherfucker start losing every time. See, Ness break your ass down in them interviews and make you start losing unless you a real champ.
That's right. CK. They don't know. Hey. They don't know.
Hey, I'm
the only interviewer making memes about.
You hit him so hard. That money Ness offered Adrian Broner at the end, he still ain't made a cent.
Nope.
So all you had to do was take the Floyd while you was undefeated, and you could have took that L and been good. Yep. Listen to Ness, dumbass. Anthony Joshua, get that money. Let's make the big fight happen so you can get your knocked ass out.
That's what I'm telling Joshua. He over here slowing shit down. What is Trav Gotti talking about? I mean, Trav Gotti. Trav FDY, who's a longtime listener and a repeat on demander. But what is he talking about? Because he's always got an issue with Earl. You know that, right? He swears Earl's dirty somehow. He need to call in. Once you call in, Trav, let's go out to who we got here. Josh in New Orleans. Talk to me. Josh, you on speakerphone. Go on once. Twice. Jesse in San Francisco, talk to me.
Yo, what up, TV? Glad to see y'all back.
Thank you, brother. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, first off, I want to address people who's saying negative stuff about Spence as far as facing Ocampo. Really, who else is there to fight? There's no one. And they're looking at the glass like half empty instead of half full. Look,
he could just fight nobody and wait and be like, hey, they ducking me, they ducking me. He's giving us a fight. So, and he's giving his hometown a fight. It's a plus. So just take it for what it is, you know. Everybody's ducking him. He ain't got nobody else to fight. So he's giving us a fight out of nowhere. Also, one of the other fans, I think from Texas, was like, you know, being the support Spence, he should be more, you know, bigger than he is. It's like, well, I mean, he's not really promoting himself like that. Like you said, he don't really have a big Twitter, you know, presence and nothing like that, or real, real huge following as he should. It's like, hey, you know, he's a quiet dude. He's kind of timid, he's a little shy, you know what I'm saying? He only really, you know, speaks in the ring. It's like, we need more than that. You know, in the real world, you look at somebody like Broner, he turned, I mean, even though he lost all his important fights, he still has people turn out. Why? Because he knows what's needed, you know, and, he, you know, Errol Spence say, oh, I don't need a promoter. Yeah, you do need a promoter. Because if you're not going to promote yourself, you need a promoter. You know, you say you want your own company like Floyd. Well, guess what? Floyd promoted himself. You know what I'm saying? So you need to promote yourself. You need to be on, you know, rubbing elbows with A-list. You need to be courtside seats at the game. You need to be, you know, standing next to rappers. You know, you need to have people walk you out. You need to do all that shit. Because if you think people just going to, you know, support you just because you, you know, fighting Ocampo, it's like you said, it is all about the matchup. You know, even with Broner, even all the flash he has, it's always a matchup. It's always that beef of who he's fighting with, you know? And in this particular case, who the fuck is Ocampo? And that's where a promoter comes in. They are able to flip that. Okay, we'll take this guy, we'll sell his story, and then we'll make people believe he has a chance. We didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? There's no story for this guy. There's no Rocky stories, no nothing. So he does need a promoter. He needs to step his game up on the, you know, Twitter, social media. He needs to be more flashy. I don't care. He needs to talk more shit like Crawford did, because Crawford's shooting at the top because he's doing exactly that, calling people out. You know, you're not going to get pity from everybody. Like, these Texas dudes want, oh, we need to support him. Like, he's some kid from Africa, you know, from the third world country. He needs all our sponsors, and he needs 5 cents a day. Like, nah, dude, you need to step up and get it. Or, you know, you know, like, I don't even want to look at him like that because I like him too much. You know what I'm saying?
I want Jesse, to man, shout out to you. Great fucking call, bro. Holy shit. It is 3 minutes. You're punching after the bell. Good one. Good one. Rob, he's coming for your one-line title, King.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I felt he had a point, though, saying about, the, you know, as much as people maybe don't like it, but Eddie Hearn, he always builds up his opponent, whether, you know, some people say, yeah, look, you can sell it how you want. We know he's there to fall over. But, you know, it does pull in other people. Yeah, we just, until fight night, I just still don't think we're going to know much about Ocampo. So, you know, he's just going to be always going to be the guy that's there to get knocked down, whether he's, I don't know. But I just think sometimes a bit of build up, even though we don't know him, people might go, oh, okay, maybe he's a bit better than I thought. But yeah, he's going to get knocked out, so it doesn't matter.
All right, let's go out to Fade on Skype. First time caller, where are you calling in from, Fade? Fade on Skype. You have to unmute yourself, buddy. I'm trying to hold out for you.
Can you hear me? My bad.
Now we hear you.
All right, cool. Yeah, I ain't called in a minute. I'm the first time caller. I'm calling from Pomona, California. That last nigga that just got off the phone, though, you know, bullshit. The thing that's going to make him start cracking is these niggas got to fight him. Everybody running around, making excuses to stay out the ring. Because they know Spence got that smoke. They know they scared of that body work. He been breaking these niggas down, and everybody see they ain't got shit for him. They can't figure out what to do with him. So I feel like the media need to really put the foot to these niggas' necks, everybody at the top, and guilt them into getting in that ring, because they all fucking up the game by ducking them. Even if they take that L and then they come back, And keep fighting, like, everybody could bounce back. Just taking that, they just got to get in there and keep on fighting. But these niggas scared to take one loss, and they doing that cute shit,
trying to stay undefeated. So, you know, they fucking up the game. And everybody would be a lot bigger stars if everybody was fighting each other. What you think?
Totally agree, man. Cannot disagree with that. Really quick, thanks for calling in. I'm going to go out to a super chat. Furious Moreno says, I don't care about Danny, but would like to see Spence versus Porter. Glad the main channel is live again. Much love, TBV. Much love to you. Guys, what do you think about Fade and his comment? Or his call, rather.
I was arguing the YouTube live chat, so I didn't hear it. My bad.
Very quickly, if Matt's a hater, hit that thumbs up. We've only got like 200 watching, so come on.
Yeah, come on.
Show some love.
While we're doing shout out to Darkside with the super chat love. Truly appreciate it. Iglo with the super chat says, shout out to Jason, legendary boxer. So he's definitely impressed with Legendary Boxer's call today on a totally different topic. all right, so we've gotten to everyone, and it is that time again. But look, you know, who knows? Maybe we can convince these guys to come back and do that on-demand show mañana or something.
Or tonight. We can do that tonight. You want to come back? And like,
look at that. Look at that. Matt said he wants to work.
Yeah, Robbie wants to work, but he's also got work in six hours.
Robbie, we got to make it big so that Robbie doesn't have to be in 6 hours ahead. He's in the future right now. He's got 1 foot in the DeLorean. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Final thoughts are definitely support Earl Spence Jr. You know the TBV is going to support him. Whether that be multiple televisions around the globe or heading out there. Now, I know that Aaron is going to be our Texas correspondent at that time. So we'll be in the building one way or another. Hopefully we can convince Matt and we go out there as a team. And
you already have. You already have convinced me.
I have done nothing.
Yeah, I am Matt Tiffany. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. My MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. My new channel, Hipsters Gaming Channel on YouTube and Twitch. Final thoughts, Earl Spence is Earl Spence. I mean, we all know he's one of, if not the best welterweight on the planet right now. I think that's factual. Like his body of work proves that. But this fight's not that great. Yes, it's mandatory. Yes, there's no one really like left to fight. But it's not a great fight. Like, we know that. I think it's okay to say that. It's okay to still champion, still support Earl Spence, and still say, this isn't the greatest fight. The people that are going to go see Triple G and Vanessa Matarozin this week, which are going to be at live at the suburb in Carson, California, at 4 p.m. Pacific time starting, so make sure you be there completely free in the parking lot. We're going to be at the Chivas Fight Club or Chivas Regal tent, so make sure you look for the logo. People are going to go support Triple G and support boxing, even though that fight's not the greatest. Same thing here. This fight's not the greatest, but we can still support it. We can still support Earl Spence, even though we know this fight is not spectacular. But yeah, peace.
Yeah, Texas, stand up. Go and support your boy. You know, he's potentially maybe, you know, a mega future star and a, you know, potential future Hall of Famer. So to say you watched him in your hometown on his way to glory, things like that. So just get behind your fighter. You can follow me at Rob_Weatherall on Twitter, and you'll most often find me on the TBV Twitter. So drop us any messages or anything you want. Hit that thumbs up, share every show, join Patreon.
Yeah,
patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Don't forget to follow us on all forms of social media. If you have any spare time, head on over to iTunes, drop us a 5-star review. Remember that this is a podcast. You can listen to it on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio now, Spreaker,
Alexa.
That's right. That's so cool.
If we can do it now, if people's got one in their room right now, go, Alexa, play the Boxing Voice.
Yeah, right. When you guys actually use it, I had an Alexa, then I broke up with my girl, so she took them all.
I've got one, but I haven't figured out how to make it play the Boxing Voice, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah? Shit.
Yeah, maybe it hasn't quite gone live yet. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Anyway. R.I.P. Alexa.
So, yeah. Peace out. Don't forget to hit that notification bell so you know every time we go live. This is our second time, so if you missed the first one, go back and check it out. Peace.